Hello and welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I know today that if you'll stay tuned to this broadcast, that God's Word will encourage you and God's Word will help you. We need to take time to hear His Word and take time to let God speak to us through His Word, because His Word is living. The Bible is just not a book. It's the living Word of God. And let me tell you, no matter what problem you have, God has the answer. Man may not always know what to say to us, and sometimes they try to help us, but just can't help us or don't know the right words. But God has the right word, and that is His Word. So that's what I want to share with you today. But first, I want to pray with you. And as I pray, I want you to agree with me in prayer that God will touch you, whatever your need may be today. For with God, all things are possible. Believe Him today. Take a hold of His Word. Stand on His Word and believe that He's going to touch you as we pray. Father, I come together and we agree together in the name of Jesus that You're meeting needs all across the airways, wherever these videos and tapes and radio programs are going, that, Lord, You just touch hearts. And I pray, Lord, that You heal the sick, God, those that are bound by infirmities and sickness, that You reach down today, Lord, and set them free and deliver them, and Your healing power come in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for those that are bound in iniquity and sin, that, Lord, You reach down. God, save their souls. Give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And let them know, God the Father, that the only way into You is through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who shed His precious blood on Calvary to save us from our sins. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your saving grace today. And, Lord, I pray for those that are heartbroken, those, Lord, that have children and loved ones that are not saved, those that are going through a trial. Help them in this hour, I pray. We pray now for our nation and our leaders, and ask, God, that You help us today. God, bring revival to our nation, and let it begin in our hearts even now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now is the time of these broadcasts that I'm making. In just a few days, I'll be starting in my revivals. And I love to go in revivals, some of the places I've been going to for many, many years. I love to see the revival sign on the outside. But let me tell you something. You don't have to have a revival sign on the outside. You don't have to have a scheduled series of meetings to have revival. You can have revival right now where you are. And a revival means a reviving, a stirring up, a making alive. Sometimes we get cold and indifferent. When we need God to stir us, God to put the fervent prayer back in our lives and put that joy back in us. And we need to get in His Word. And that's what we'll just say right now through this broadcast. We're just going to have us a revival, a radio revival right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, I want to read from 1 Samuel chapter 17. And I want to start reading with verse 41. And this is talking about David when he came down to check on his brothers when they were fighting the Philistines, and they Philistines had this giant named Goliath, and David was just a young shepherd boy, about 17 years old, and his dad had sent him down to check on his three oldest brothers who was fighting in the army with King Saul, and wanted to see how the battle was going. And when David got down there, he saw this giant come out and defy the armies of the living God. And David wanted to know why they was letting this go on. And the Bible says that they were setting themselves in array to go into battle, but this thing had been going on for 40 days. The Bible says Goliath would come out in the morning and curse them, and come out in the evenings and curse them. And no victory was being won. It was just a battle of words. And I want you to know, some of you are in a fix, or in a distress, because you're just having a battle of words. You're listening to the enemy, and you're not listening to God, and you're always in a turmoil and always in an argument, always distressed, always upset, because it's always a battle of words. But listen what happened, starting with verse 41. And the Philistine came and drew near unto David. Now, before this happened, when David got there, he told King Saul, he said, I'll go fight him. You know, that was kind of a slap in the face to the whole, these army, these men of war, these trained soldiers couldn't get the victory over this giant. And here, a 17-year-old shepherd boy is telling their king, I'll go fight this giant by myself. The army can't do it, but I'll do it. And his brothers, they made fun of him, said, who did you leave your little sheep with up in the pasture? What, we know the naughtiness of your heart. What did you come down here to see? And they belittled him and made fun of him. Then King Saul told him, said, you're not a man of war, and you don't know how to fight. You can't go. But yet, when it come down to it, nobody else would fight the giant. So King Saul said, well, you go. And that is astounding to me. That is astounding. How can a whole army get backed off of one big guy out cussing, and there's a battle of words, and nobody's getting the victory? You know why that happened? Because their leader, Saul, had left the precepts of God. And anytime you get a leader of a country, a leader of a nation, a leader of armies that leave out God, you're going to have an army that's weakened and can't get the victory over nothing. Can't even get the victory over a bunch of words that a big fat guy's hollering at you and carrying on. But let's see what happens. This is good stuff, y'all. And the Philistine drew nigh to David. They finally let David go, and this is what he had. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him or belittled him. For he was but a youth and ruddy of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, listen now this battle of words. Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Oh, that was some powerful words from this big... Let me explain something to you. Goliath was 13 foot 4 inches tall. His whole armor, breastplate, shield, sword, spear, coat, helmet, weighed 318 pounds. Now, he was dressed for the occasion. He knew how to curse. He knew how to talk. Have you ever noticed that when the enemy comes at you, he likes to flash his big flashy talk and big flashy stuff and make you think he's something he's not? And he told David, said, just come on to me. Come on here. I'm going to give your carcass to the fowls of the air. And this is what this 17-year-old shepherd boy said to this mighty man of war, this big 13-foot, 4-inch and tall guy wearing a 318-pound outfit. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel whom thou hast defied. You come at me with this 318-pound outfit you got on, but I come clothed in the army of God. I come in the name of the Lord God of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you've defied. That's what I'm dressed in. I'm not dressed in some flashy outfit. I'm dressed in the power of Almighty God, is what David was telling him. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day into the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. And all the earth will know there is a God in Israel. And the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with a sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. See, David wasn't taking credit for himself. He was including the army. He said, our hands. Verse 50 said, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, and there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therein. And when the Philistines saw their champion dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah rose up and shouted, and pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley of the gates of Ephraim, where wounded the Philistines fell down by the way of Samaria, even unto Gath and Ephraim. And this day I want you to know, the same God that was with David is with you and me today. See, there's people today, they want their giants in their life to fall. We all got a giant of some type. Some is a giant of sickness, of financial trouble, trouble with the children, drugs, alcohol. No matter what the giant is, we want it to fall. But nobody want to fight. You see, you can always tell when somebody has lost their spiritual backbone. They won't, somebody else will have to do their fighting for them. And they'll start finding fault with others. See, the army and David's brothers couldn't get victory over Goliath, but when David said, I'll go do it, they found fault with him. They couldn't do it, but they was finding fault with somebody that wanted to. And that's one of the first signs that you're dealing with somebody that's lost a spiritual backbone. They find fault with everybody they come in contact with, but they don't see nothing wrong with what they're doing. And another sign that you've lost your spiritual backbone is that words will dismay you. See, Goliath come out and cursed them in the morning and the evening. It was a battle of words more than a battle of swords. And listen, if you listen to the devil and his words, you're going to be defeated. If you believe a lie that the devil tells you, he's already got you defeated. That's the reason some of you still bound on alcohol and drugs and all this stuff. It's because you believe a lie that you never can get delivered. That's a lie from hell. With God, all things are possible. And I don't care what giant's showing up in your life. If you'll turn it over to God and turn your life over to Him and give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no enemy that can stand before you. And someone else will have to do your fighting for you. Somebody else will have to go take your place. There's a lot of you right now that are listening to the sound of my voice. You should be in the house of the Lord. You didn't show up for Sunday school. You're not going to show up for church tonight. You're a song leader. You're a teacher. You're a deacon. You've got jobs in the church. You're a member of the church. And you're not doing anything and everything will keep you out of the house of God. You always got an excuse why you can't go to church. One time when I was a little girl, I didn't want to go to church, and I told my mama, I said, I'm sick, and I can't go to church tonight. And my mama looked at me and said, well, I can't think of a better place for you to die than in church. You get up, you going. Let me tell you, I know there are times that sickness overcomes us, and we can't physically get up and go to church. But some of you that I'm talking to, you can get yourself up, and you're not contagious, and you get yourself out in the house of God, and you go to the house of God, and let me tell you, you might not even sit through the whole service, and you just sit through some of it, but the Word of God, when you hear it preached, and the songs of Zion, when you hear it sing, you're going to feel better. The Word of God will heal you if you listen to it, if you'll take it and heed it, but you'll let anything and everything keep you out of the battle of the Lord. You always got an excuse. And let me tell you something. When David faced Goliath, everybody was looking at this big armor. He even had an armor bearer out before him that had to hold his shield for him. It was so big. He was all decked out. But let me tell you, what's in the hand can't beat what's in the heart. I don't care how big, how ferocious, how awesome the devil might look and your enemy might look. What's in your heart, and I'm talking about a heart for God, that can beat what's in their hand every time. Don't let the devil intimidate you. He will intimidate you, and then he will dominate you, and then he'll overtake you. But you can't believe his lie, and you can't be impressed with his great armor. I've seen people get in a huddle, and they talk what they're going to do, and how they're going to bring you down, and what they're going to do to you, and how and trash you, and talk bad about you. And when God gets through with them, you look around, and you can't find them. You don't worry about that. The battle's not your battle. The battle's God's battle. You go and make your stand. You see, people want the Goliath to fall, but they don't want to make a stand. They don't want to get up and say, look, I might be all by myself, but I'm going to stand for what's right. The battle is not my battle. It's God's battle, and I'll get the victory today. You just stand there. When I get the victory, you can enjoy it with me if you want to. Amen? We see, and that's exactly what happened that day. I love that the Bible says that David ran toward Goliath. He didn't drag his feet. He wasn't afraid because he knew before he left, he knew that that little slingshot he had and those stones that he had was big enough to do the job because he wasn't dependent on what was his hand. In his hand, he was dependent on what was in his heart. He had victory in his heart when he showed up that day. He had victory in his heart when he faced Goliath. And honey, he had victory when he left there that day. Let me say that again. That's good. He had victory in his heart when he showed up. He had victory in his heart when he faced Goliath. And he had victory when he left that day. And you can't get the victory unless you got it when you show up. Got it when you face your giant, and you go have it when you leave. The victory's in Jesus. There's an old story. There's nothing like the victory of Jesus. Oh, there's victory. There's victory in Jesus. Let me tell you, there's victory in Jesus. And when you and Jesus, what you standing in the presence of is what's going to stand before you. What you standing in the presence of is going to stand before you. David was standing in the presence of God, and deliverance stood in the presence of him. That's the reason the giant had to fall down. The giant will fall down when you stand in the presence of God, because God's presence will stand in front of you. Oh, there's victory in the name of Jesus. You see, we want the miracle of the loaves when Jesus fed the 5,000, but we don't want to give up the lunch. We want the miracle that we come out of the fire and there's no smell of smoke on us like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we want the promotion they got when they come out of the furnace. But we don't want to make a stand and we don't want to be put in the fire. We want the results of it, but we don't want to go through it. And you know what? We want to see the angel set the lion's mouth, but like Daniel, we don't want to pray 3 times a day when it's against the law to pray and make a stand when everybody else is going along with the crowd. Somebody's got to have a backbone in this country. Somebody's got to stand up. We need revival in our country. Get back to church. Get on your knees and pray. As we come home in offer revivals and we're in on a Sunday night, sometimes you can't hardly find a church anywhere that's having church on Sunday night. A lot of them even closed up on Wednesday night. A lot of them even giving up on Sunday school. They just have a Sunday morning service. What's wrong with you? Can't you give God a little time on Sunday? What's wrong? We used to have church on Sunday night. Everything else is wide open. Walmart don't close on Sunday night. Kroger's don't close on Sunday night. Rose's don't close. Come on, church. Belts even stays open to a certain time. Come on, what's wrong with us today? We can't go to the house of God. We're just work God into our schedule for a few minutes on Sunday morning. What's wrong with us? We need revival. We need to get back to the cross. We need to get on our knees. We need to fall before the face of God and let God put a fire in our hearts. See, if he can close you Sunday night, he shuts you down where you only have church once every other week. Sunday morning, once every other week, or maybe once a month. Watch out what you give up, because what you ground you give up for the devil, the more you give to him, the more he's going to take. And you know what? Daniel prayed and the lion's den he went. And God sent the angel to shut the mouths of the lion. And that morning when the king come down, he hollered in there and he said, Daniel, the God that you serve continually, was he able to deliver you? And Daniel hollered out, O king, live forever, because the God that I serve has sent his angel and shut the mouths of the lion, and there's no hurt on me. And the same thing will happen to you and me. Because what we stand in the presence of is going to stand with us. And when you stand in the presence of God and you pray, no matter what the law is, no matter what laws have been passed, I don't care where they try to put you, I don't care what kind of lines come up against you, God will shut their mouths. God will give you the victory, but you got to make the stand. There's people today, they want to make a stand, but they want it on convenience. They don't want to have to pray. They don't want to have to do anything. They want it handed to them. We got a lazy church. We got lazy Christians. Don't want to get out of the recliner. Don't want to leave our movie. Don't want to leave this stuff you move as you get out of a box. I can't even think of the name of it. You can tell where I go. Let me tell you, you need to let that stuff go and get in the presence of God, because let me tell you, there's coming on this earth a time like we've never seen before, and if you're not ready for it, you're not going to be able to stand in that hour and that day. Get ready, because it's coming. Jesus Christ is getting ready to break the clouds of glory, and when the church leaves out of here, I'm talking about the born-again believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's going to be a time on this earth like you've never seen before, and you going through it if you're not ready for it. If you're not born again, washed in the blood, you're going through the tribulation time, 7 years upon the earth like never has been before, and I'm begging you right now to wake up and get on the side of God, and don't be afraid to make a stand, no matter what man might threaten you with, no matter how big he's dressed, no matter what kind of law he passes, if it's against God, we can't stand for it. We'll serve our country. We'll obey the laws of the land, but when it's contrary to God's law, that's where we got to draw a line. You know what? We want to go on to the palace, but like Joseph, we don't want to go in the pit. We don't want to go on a slave block. We don't want to go into the prison. We don't want to wait our time. We just want to go straight to the palace, but it don't work that way. You've got to let God lead you. You got to let God train you. You got to let God equip you. You got to let God get you ready for the battle. And let me tell you, David just didn't pop down out of the sheep's coat that day. He'd been up there when the lion tried to take one of the sheep, and he fought for it, and he killed the lion. A bear did the same thing, and he killed the bear. You say, why would you fight over one sheep? Let me tell you something. If you let the devil come in and take one, tomorrow he's going to come take another. And the next thing you know, you're going to be sitting there with no flock at all. If you don't make a stand now, if you don't stop the bear now and the lion now, you're going to be sitting in the house with nothing. You're going to be sitting in the house by yourself. You're not going to have your children. You're not going to have your wife. You're not going to have your husband. You're not going to have your home, because you let the devil come in and pick you off one piece at a time. It's time you get a David spirit about you. It's time you get a shepherd boy spirit about you. It's time you get your slingshot in your hand and go on down and face what you got to face in the name of the Lord. And declare it. Speak over it. You come at me with a sword and spear, but I come at you in the name of the Lord, and today I got the victory. And I'm speaking to the devil right now in the name of Jesus. You come at me with whatever you think you're coming at me with, and you do what you think you got to do, but I tell you, my God is greater, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I can sing a song the angels cannot sing. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And my God, I'm covered with Him. He's got me covered. I'm His child. He's my shepherd, and I shall not want. He's leading me down by the green pastures and still waters. He's prepared a table for me, even in the presence of my enemies. He's anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. His rod and His staff, they comfort me, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and goodness and mercy's following me all the days of my life, and I'm going to dwell in that house. I don't want to be nowhere but in the presence of God. I'm not just a house or a temple or a church somewhere. I'm talking about dwelling in the presence of God. I'm talking about dwelling in the presence of the Almighty God, standing in His presence, and when you stand in His presence, He's going to stand with you. Oh, who's standing with you today? Are you leaning on the arm of flesh? If you are, it's going to let you down. But if you lean on that everlasting arm, I love that. I'm leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, what sweet fellowship we have when we lean on Jesus. And something else I want to bring up. See, the Philistine had told the armies of God, if you defeat us, we'll serve you. But if we defeat you, you've got to serve us. Let me tell you something. You can't serve a dead man. You can't play with the enemies of your soul. You can't play around with sin. You got to get it out. You got to crucify it. You got to crucify the flesh. You can't walk part way with God and part way in the world. You can't be a straddle the offense, Christian. You either hot or cold. He said if you neither hot nor cold, if you lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. You got to be on fire for him. You can't go out on Saturday night and do your thing and live in the world and pop in on church for a few minutes on Sunday morning and think it's all right. It's no such a thing as a sipping saint. If you are, you're a slipping saint. There's a backslider starter kit you need to call for, and that's a fan and a fire extinguisher and a gallon of water, honey, because where you going, you gonna need it. That's what I call a backslider starter kit, a fire extinguisher, a fan, and a gallon of water, because where you going, you gonna need it. There's no water in hell. There's torment in hell, and the only person that's gonna send you to hell is yourself because of the choices that you made. It's a choice you choose. Either today you have chosen hell or you've already chosen heaven. You're not in between. You're not in between decisions. It's heaven or hell. The decision is yours. I beg of you today to know that God is a mighty God. I want you to know that with Him all things are possible. And I want you to know that no enemy can stand before the children of God. You got to know that you're going to be blessed coming in. You're going to be blessed while you're there. And you're going to be blessed while you're going out. David was blessed when he showed up because he knew who his God was. He had spent time alone in the sheep's pasture praising his God and singing praises to him. You see, what you do in private, what you do in your home, the time you spend with God is going to show up when you hit the street. In the morning. It's going to show up in your attitude. It's going to show up in your bank account. It's going to show up in your relationship with others. It's going to show up with the children. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. And I want you to know when you serve God with your whole heart, I'm not talking about a half-hearted thing, but with your whole heart, He'll be with you. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Even when we stumble and fall, He'll pick us back up. Even when we do wrong, when we confess our sins, the Bible says that He is faithful and He is just to forgive us of all sin and all iniquity. And when we do wrong, we need to acknowledge that we've done wrong and ask Him for help and strength. And our help comes from our God. And He won't hold sin against you. He'll forgive you. He'll wash you in His blood and you become a new creature. Today I beg of you, be like David and know, come out knowing that you got the victory. Knowing that you got the victory while you're there and knowing that you got the victory when you face the enemy and when you know that you're going to leave with the victory. Victory is ours today. There's victory in Jesus. Today I encourage you to walk in that victory, and you can only do that when you know Him. Know Him not with your head, but know Him with your heart. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I beg of you today, don't put Him off, because friend, you and I are not promised another breath. You and I are not promised another day. Today is the day of salvation. Receive Jesus Christ right now, where you're at. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, call on Him and He will answer. He'll not turn you away. He said, I'll in no wise cast you out. And today if you have a prayer request, I beg of you, write me and I promise I'll pray for you and you pray for me as I keep on keeping on for Jesus. God bless you. Have a marvelous day in Jesus and keep your eyes ever upon Him. The Lord loves you. God is faithful.